entrepreneurship,
part of the community, the next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
It's tough enough to make it as an entrepreneur, but a recent set of experiments by researchers from the business schools at MIT, Harvard, and Yale strongly suggest it is even tougher if you're a woman. They found when it comes to listening to and judging an entrepreneur's pitch, the investors preferred men to women, even when the pitches were exactly the same. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea has seen this firsthand. Rachel Downs is Vice President for Entrepreneurial Strategies at Inforum. It's a professional organization for women. It is really, really good to have you with us, Rachel. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here, Cindy. Thank you.
This study that just came out shows that the pretty blatant biases that are at play in the startup world. I think we know why on more moral and fairness grounds that this should be corrected. But what's the business case?
Well, you know, Cindy, I would actually say that it's really unconscious bias that is at play here, and that we all hold stereotypes that are unconscious about roles that are appropriate for men and women. I don't believe that anyone wakes up and, you know, makes a decision to act in a way that could be, you know, interpreted as discriminatory in an intentional way. So I always like to say that the work that we do at Inforum is not designed to blame or shame people, but is really to elevate the issue and help people understand the business case for diversity. Scott Page is a researcher at the University of Michigan, and he's a statistician and brilliant researcher, and he talks about the fact that he can prove with mathematical certainty that any group that is working on a project in a company, you know, is trying to advance any initiative, can always achieve the highest return on investment and deliver the best results when you have the most diverse group working on the issue.
So let's take that in and dig into this, Rachel. Why, in your view, is diversity so important for Michigan's entrepreneurial ecosystem?
Well, I think that everyone can agree that we're now operating in a global marketplace. You know, diversity is a critical issue, whether you're talking about gender, sexuality, age. You know, we now have four generations for the first time in the workplace, and I think it's important that if you're going to be developing solutions or products that appeal to the market, your companies should reflect the market itself.
Now, you have seen, Rachel, some of these biases emerge firsthand, especially when you've been the only female judge at startup competitions. Can you tell us more about one of these interactions? I'm wondering, what were you seeing that the men who were also judges weren't?
Well, Cindy, I think that it really comes down to perspective. And, you know, again, without kind of pointing fingers at anyone specifically, I have been involved in judging business pitch competitions and have been able to bring a different perspective and defend the business case of ideas that were presented by women that were not initially perceived to have a high growth potential. And one of the examples specifically was a young lady who was pitching at a regional collegiate competition, and she had a great idea to develop a methodology, really a support program, that could teach Masters of Fine Arts students the basic components of building and launching a self-sustaining, livable wage business around their craft. As a MFA student herself, she really talked about the fact that these programs are typically very focused on arts, and don't cover the basics of business that give individuals the tools to build businesses around their personal passion and arts degrees.
And so that is something you could see the value in that, and you could kind of enlighten your fellow judges.
Absolutely. I mean, just from an economic and community development standpoint, there is a wealth of research and data that proves the economic impact of the arts, you know, whether it's a symphony orchestra or a museum. You know, these are critical factors of community development and placemaking, which is, you know, again, it's a really hot topic as we look to find ways to build sustainable metropolitan areas that attract young talent.
I'm speaking with Rachel Downs, who's Vice President for Entrepreneurial Strategies at Inforum, a professional organization for women. Rachel, in your essay for The Next Idea, you argue that creating an investment fund with a low barrier of entry would really, really help. How would this work?
I think that one of the fastest ways that we can change the landscape and improve access for women and underserved communities is by diversifying the investment community. In the last 3 years, we've had great success in introducing and educating women on the opportunity to become angel investors, really demystifying that process. We've been responsible for confirming 20 new angels in various angel investment groups throughout the state of Michigan. But I believe that there's still a tremendous amount of untapped capital and potential throughout the state of Michigan. And the way that we could activate those individuals is by really providing an introductory opportunity to get involved in angel investing. Again, I'm going to say that it's really about demystifying the process. An accredited investor is an individual who has made $200,000 in gross income over the last 3 years, or has a net worth of $1 million or more, excluding their primary residence. And there are many people who easily have, you know, meet that financial benchmark and yet have never been exposed or have any understanding of what angel investing looks like and whether that might be an opportunity for them to become engaged and support and seed new Michigan startups. You know, I always say that because Michigan and, you know, really generated a tremendous amount of wealth based on the automotive industry, but we have this kind of cultural identity where we don't necessarily think about what it means to invest in the next generation of Michigan companies, as they have been doing on the East and West Coast for many decades now. Again, I think it's a tremendous untapped opportunity here in Michigan to help women and other underserved communities understand the opportunity to get involved. And what is typically available to them is the opportunity to participate in an angel fund or investment group. But normally the minimum investment is somewhere in the $25,000, $50,000 or $100,000 range. And this is very high-risk investing. Mm. So if we were to lower that barrier to entry and make it more accessible and reduce, mitigate some of that risk by perhaps having a minimum investment of $5,000 or $10,000, I think many more people would be interested in becoming involved.
Rachel, who could or who should take the lead in starting something like this?
Well, I think that, you know, there are many organizations throughout the state of Michigan, like Inforum, you know, other similar organizations that serve underrepresented communities would be, you know, the NAACP or the Michigan Black Chamber of Commerce. If there were a way that we could really activate these communities and help them understand the opportunity and the impact that we could have collectively, I think it would be very exciting.
Rachel Downs is the Vice President for Entrepreneurial Strategies at Inforum. You'll find her essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And as always, we welcome your comments on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you, Cindy.